Go ahead and have a seat, sitting comfortably, both feet on the ground. And just take a deep breath and let yourself relax into your seat. Go ahead and close your eyes. Just let yourself relax and be comfortable. Good. Now take a deep breath in and let it out. And allow yourself to just keep breathing, letting your breath all the way in and all the way out. All the way in and all the way out. Let these be deep breaths in and deep breaths out. Good. Now allowing your breath to continue just like that, allow yourself to follow your breath inside. Allow your breath to lead you inside your body where your emotions are. Good. Deep breath all the way in and all the way out. Now let your breath speed up a little bit. Right at the top of your inhale, exhale. And right at the bottom of your exhale, take another breath, a deep breath in. As soon as you reach the top of your inhale, exhale. So that this speeds your breath up a little bit more. Good. Now try to keep your breath just like this throughout the entire process. This will help you to get into your emotions. If you notice yourself starting to fall asleep, try having your breath go a little bit quicker. Good. Now take a breath and allow yourself to go to your feelings. In a way, just tell yourself it's okay to let the feelings come up. And as you breathe, just notice what's going on in your body. If you feel a twitch, or you feel a pain, or anything that you feel in your body, just breathe right into that place. Or you can try putting your hand on your chest, on your heart, or on your stomach, and breathe right into your hand. Oftentimes, that's where people feel their feelings. So put your hand there and allow those feelings to come up with each breath. Good. And just keep breathing, following your breath into your body, allowing your feelings to come up, and just notice what you're feeling. Notice if it's fear, anger, hurt, sadness. Take a breath and feel whatever's there. Whatever's there is okay. Just feel it. There's nothing that you need to do about it. There's nothing that you need to say. In fact, try not to even judge it. Just allow it to be there. Whatever you're feeling, just allow it to be there. Now, if you notice yourself thinking about it, just take a breath and go back into your body. If you notice yourself drifting away from this, that's fine too. As soon as you notice it, take a deep breath back into your body and let yourself feel what's there. Good. Now keep breathing and notice that feeling. Fear, anger, hurt, sadness. Allow it to be there. Take a deep breath into it. And now, whatever feeling you notice is there, if it could talk, what would it say? If that feeling could talk, what would it say? Go ahead and say it now. Give it a voice. Good. Good. Now take a breath and feel that. Notice how that feels. Give that a voice. yourself feel it. It's okay to feel that way. Now take another deep breath and check in with that feeling. What else does that feeling want to say? If it could talk, what would it say right now? Take a breath and let yourself say it. Good. Good. Now take another breath and feel that. Notice how it feels to say that out loud. Good. And take a breath and let the feelings come up stronger. Let yourself feel it. Allow it to be there. Those emotions have been there for a long time. It's okay for them to be there. Now it's time to let them come up. And if you notice that it feels scary to let those feelings come up, then just breathe into feeling scared. It's okay to feel fear. Allow yourself to feel it. If you notice your body resisting it, just breathe right into it. Whatever's there, breathe into it and allow. It's all you need to do. Good. Now let yourself breathe more deeply into that feeling. Let it come up more. And notice if it feels familiar. Notice if that feeling or what was said is familiar. And take a breath and go further into that familiar feeling. Maybe it's something that someone said to you or something that you remember feeling before. Just go back to the earliest time you can remember it. Take a breath and let yourself feel it. And notice if there's something that needs to be said or wants to be said, allow yourself to say it out loud right now. And allow whatever expression of feelings that are there, let them come up. If it's tears, allow yourself to cry. It's okay to cry. If it's anger, if you clench your fists, go ahead and do it more. Whatever's there, exaggerate it. Allow it to come up even stronger. Let yourself feel it. Breathe into it. Give it permission to be there, to come up. Good. Now take a deep breath. Keep feeling. Just follow your emotions wherever they go. If it goes into another emotion, just feel that. If you don't even know what you're feeling, that's fine too. Just keep breathing. Allowing your breath to move you into your body and to stay there. If you start to go away from it, just take a breath and go back into it. Allow. Let yourself feel. Good. Take another deep breath. Just keep breathing. And noticing again if there's anything on that feeling, if that feeling could talk, what would it say? Say it out loud right now. Yeah, good. Good. Now take a breath and let yourself feel that. Feel how it feels to say that. Perhaps it's something that you've always wanted to say but never got to. Just feel that. And check in. Maybe you want to say it again. Take a breath and say it again. Good. And feel it. Take a breath and let yourself feel. Good. And take another deep breath and Notice that you can stay here as long as you want to, just allowing yourself to feel and breathe and staying in your body. Again, putting your hand on your chest or your stomach and breathing into that place. Coming back to your body, allowing, acknowledging whatever feelings are there. Even if you don't quite know what you're feeling, just breathe and feel. Give it a voice if something's there that wants to be said, and say it out loud. And then take a breath and notice what feelings come from saying it out loud. Noticing if it reminds you of another time, allowing yourself to go back to that time. And feeling what it was like to be there as though you were there right now. Good. Saying out loud what it is you always wanted to say, or you always wanted someone to understand, but no one ever did. Saying that out loud. Good. And take a breath and notice how that feels. Allow it. It's okay to feel that. If you want, you can pause this and continue to do this for as long as you want to. Just continue to breathe and be in your body and allow your feelings to come up, giving them a voice when you want to, when that feels right, for as long as you want. And when you're ready to close with your feelings, then come back to this audio and allow me to help you to close. It's important to let your feelings have a place and to close up with them. So when you're ready to close, just keeping your eyes closed, taking a deep breath, and just noticing and acknowledging all the feelings, the emotions, all the words that were said. Acknowledging and appreciating all of those things that are there. Noticing that they've been inside of you for a long time. Some of them may go way back into childhood. Just notice. Maybe some are more present. Just acknowledging and allowing them to be there, appreciating them as they are part of you. They are who you are. Just take a breath and appreciate that. Good. Now allow your feelings to return inside of you. Notice where they are in your body. Maybe they're in your stomach. Maybe they're in your chest. Maybe they're just kind of splattered throughout your body. Just allow them to go back into your body. Good. And notice that you can go back to this any time you want. Your emotions and your feelings are always there for you. In fact, sometimes they really demand that you pay attention to them. Notice that a lot of times that happens in just your desire to eat. That's your feelings that are there. If you're eating when you're not hungry and you know it, it's your feelings that are trying to communicate to you. Do this exercise. And if it feels right now, just tell your feelings that you're going to spend more time visiting them, acknowledging them, noticing and remembering that they're there. Go ahead and let them know that. Notice the times in your life that you're aware of that this will come up. Again, maybe it's you're desiring food even though you know that you're not hungry. Or maybe you're wanting to restrict really bad. Just notice other things that tell you that your feelings are there. That's the time to pay attention to them. And notice that even if you can't right then, all you have to do is take a breath, go inside, and notice and acknowledge, I know you're there. And I will do this exercise. I'll get to you as soon as I can. And then make sure that you follow through so that your emotions know that you will come back. So in any way that feels right for you, take a few deep breaths and acknowledge that with your emotions, that you will pay attention to them, that you will listen to when they're trying to communicate to you. Good. Now allowing your feelings to go back inside of you and just noticing how this process felt for you. Notice if it was difficult, that's okay. Try to acknowledge and notice it without judgments. Notice if you felt some relief. I imagine that in some way it felt good to acknowledge a part of you that you've been ignoring for a long time. So if that's true for you, just feel it. And if it's not quite true yet, that's okay too. Just notice. Good. Other things that you can do for your feelings is just to imagine holding them. Oftentimes our emotions just want to be held and acknowledged. You've acknowledged them. Now maybe you'd like to just imagine taking care of them as you would a child. Holding them. Sometimes fear wants to be reassured. How can you reassure your fear? Sadness wants to be comforted, so comfort your sadness. Anger wants to be heard, so listen. Just notice what your feeling wants and try to give that to them. Any way that feels right for you, just take a breath and allow yourself to do that. Good. Now taking some more deep breaths and staying connected with your body. Allow yourself to move up into your mind as well. Not to disconnect from your body, but to incorporate the two. See if you can do that. And as you move into your mind, just start to notice your surroundings, noises in the room, the sensation on your face or your hands, maybe wiggling your hands or your toes a little bit. Just returning back into the room, back into your mind, while still staying with your body. Still breathing. Still staying internal. Good. And as you're ready, just allowing your eyes to open, slowly returning to your surroundings. Good. And now just allow yourself to stay seated for as long as you want to. And maybe just spending a few moments just sitting and acknowledging and continuing just to feel vulnerable if you are. Just however you're feeling, just allow yourself to sit there for a while and feel that for as long as you want to. And I encourage you to share this experience with someone that you feel safe with. Just ask them, you know, just listen. I want you just to listen. You don't have to say anything or do anything. Sometimes people want to rescue us. They want to fix things. This isn't something that needs to be fixed. But certainly it's nice to share it and have someone hear it. So if you want to do that, or you have someone who you can do that with, I recommend it. Just tell them what you noticed, what you experienced, how that was for you. Get their support and their comfort and their love. Good. And come back and do this anytime that you want to. Eventually, you'll probably be able to do it on your own just fine. This is a very important and very helpful exercise, so do it often.